It's horrible. I don't know about you, but...
I'm on my 10th day of COVID.
Oh, you actually called Millie?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just had two grown children that were vaccinated, but they were sick 2 weeks ago with COVID.
Yeah. So we, like a bad cold is kind of going around.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so let's get started. You want to do a roll call, Kathy?
Sure. So Sabo is here, Kathy Sabo is here, Cindy Biancamano is here, Jason Griffin is here, Andrew Bucheri is here, Evelyn Payson is here, Corinne Halliday is here, Ed Bader Tax Collector is here, and Peggy Krimpecki, our treasurer, is here. That is who is here.
Okay. So just Jason and Dave are missing, right? Yeah.
Hema and Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I know, we're both alive.
All right, so somebody want to make a motion to waive reading and accept the minutes from the March 21st board meeting?
I make a motion.
Does anybody have any questions?
To waive and accept the meetings from the March 25th board meeting.
Second.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
There's nobody opposed. No, motion carries.
Yep. What's that noise in the background?
Is it my TV?
Something.
Hold on, and I'll turn it down.
Maybe a dog barking here and there, you might get.
Well, no, that's constant, whatever that is.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
Do we have anybody for public comment tonight? Doesn't look like it.
Nope.
Okay. So we'll move on to President's report. I don't really have anything to report. That's not going to come up later in the agenda. So we'll move on to financial reports. Ed, you want to give your... tax collector?
Yes. Okay. There are now 6 accounts that are in collection, totaling $3,248 and some change. There was an additional account that didn't have to go to collection. It was a small amount they paid. The process is fairly lengthy. As I've mentioned in the past, the attorney has to send out 3 notices to them a month apart, and then they have an opportunity to settle up or pay him for the amount. They also have to pay legal fees. We get all of our taxes, interest, and lien fees collected. We don't pay the attorney anything. He collects it from, an attorney's fee from the property, the property owners. 3 of the property owners are chronic delinquents, so as a part of the assessment of the tax liability, we estimate what they will pay next year on July 1st, and we add that to the to the balance that they have to pay. Our rule is that if they're 2 years delinquent out of the last 4 years, we collect an estimate of next year's tax in advance. Okay. The only other thing that I wanted to mention was that the town is in the process of going through a revaluation. So the grand list as of October 1st. 2022 will be revalued. They hired Vision Appraisal, and they are knocking on doors as we speak now to on the sample size. So there's people coming around. I think there's 2 people. I don't know how many of them will be coming to the association properties, but certainly we'll be in the town. This is the real deal on a reval every 10 years, we should see with the increase in prices that if, hey, there should be a I would say, I don't know how much of an increase in the assessed value. Hopefully that will be offset by a reduction in the mill rate, but we have to wait and see what they do. But the bills that that you will receive next July 1st from the town and the association will be based on a revalued grant list. Okay. From the tax collector, any questions?
This July 1st, we'll have the new rate?
Next July, yeah, this July. No, I'm sorry, the following July. Following July okay. 1st. It will take a while. Their notice was confusing. I haven't had a chance to talk to the assessor, but I think it did say this July, but I don't think they won't be until 2023, that will they, the grand list will be revalued in 2023. Physically, they just can't get it all done, I don't think. But if they think they are, then we'll give you a heads up at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you, Ed. Is Peggy doing Charrier or Jason? I know that you sent out the report.
I'll kind of do it, but Peggy can jump in. We've gotten together a couple times. Things are going well. I'm hoping after next month I'll be totally not involved. She actually did run the reports with me overseeing and whatnot, paying the bills and things like that. So I hope we'll be on track fine with that. You got the reports. There was nothing, again, quiet month. Nothing really changed. Everything's balanced. Bills are all paid, up to date. So just one little thing I keep noticing on some emails on the treasurer one, and I was telling Peggy about it, just because Lee had the account for so long and was assistant secretary and treasurer, a lot of non-treasurer emails and stuff tend to get sent to the treasurer still. So that's one thing. Just keep in mind if you're sending an email or someone sent a pavilion reservation to the treasurer today, and it's like, oh, well, that really needs to go to the secretary now, not the treasurer. So you just got to watch out for that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
if you're thinking about it. Not a big deal. We can always forward it. But
the pavilion just needs to be, the form needs to be changed on the website because it still has Lee's name listed. So that's part of the problem. So, but that's on my to-do list is to revamp that form anyway. So.
Okay.
This is a public thing. Can you get it right here, something? Well, we're talking about the pavilion method. I told Angela I needed to throw a call to me if we still have to reserve the pavilion.
Okay, so thank you, Jason and Peggy.
You're
muted. Anything to add, Peggy? I don't know.
Does anybody have any questions for them?
I have a question. What happens with leftover money, like that's designated, let's say, for the geese?
It goes doesn't it go into the other fund, the reserve fund? Everything goes
into the reserve.
Everything goes into the reserve that we don't spend.
Years ago, for the entire budget, if you budgeted to spend $100,000 and we only spent $80,000, that $20,000 goes into the reserve. Individual items in between, if you go over and Angela goes under, we can move them sort of on paper in between. But if we're actually under budget for the whole budget year overall, that extra goes just into the general fund.
Yeah, you don't need to carry it over from year to year in your budget.
And Jason, you might want to point out that the end of last year, we came very close. $123 that went into the reserve, I think.
Yeah, we were really good last year. My phone was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, the association voted on that, Evelyn, a few years ago.
I just wanted to clarify for myself.
Yeah.
It does make a point, though, that especially on properties that who I'm sure will be handling this, that any expenses incurred through June 30th, we need to get an invoice the trigger will hold the books open a while.
Yeah, you felt pretty good on wearing that, Ed. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Any other questions for Treasurer? Okay. We'll move on to committee reports. Bylaws, I think everybody got a copy of the bylaw committee's proposed bylaws and questions on mailing it, right?
I'm not sure she sent that to the whole board, Cindy.
Oh, you're not?
No. I got a copy of it, but I didn't see it, the board members, all the board members' names on the email there, so I think we're going to be here tonight to talk about it. So.
I thought so, too. Okay, so I'll just forward it to everybody to look over. It's what we talked about at the last meeting. It's just in writing, right, Kathy?
It's just what the changes, the specific changes that are being made, along with what the original looked like. So it's not the whole bylaws, but it's like the sections, the old part and the new part, so people can see the changes, and that's what they're proposing to mail out to everyone. And Jason, they're going to need a set of labels. This has got to be out by May 1st, I believe, or before. So.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Okay, I'll forward it to you guys.
Jason Griffin has left the meeting. Uh-oh.
Okay, and then as far as the budget committee goes, I know that Lori Dorek is has offered to be the chairperson, and I know she does have a full slate of the committee members. So that's a real good thing.
I'm back. I just left the internet for a little bit.
Okay.
And then as far as the dam goes, the last correspondence was from Tim. I know he sent that to everybody, just saying that they met with two of the proposed dam restoration people, and they'll be meeting again. I think that was it for the dam. Events, Angela, do you have anything for Sharon?
We really don't. We're still looking for someone to be in charge of carnival games. I don't know if anyone came to any of you, and that's the FRI, but I haven't heard from anyone.
No.
So we're still looking for that.
I think we need to put that out there again because it was put out wrong.
Oh, I remember that.
Email blast.
Yeah, but I put it correctly in the spring packet, which hasn't gone out yet because I still haven't heard from Nicole on the parking pass thing.
That was done. She sent it to everybody today.
Oh, I didn't get it. Okay. That will be in the president's message for the spring packet.
Okay.
Angela, John here has a question. He doesn't
have he's all set.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Oh, she didn't fix, I'm sorry, Cindy, she didn't fix your email in her group. Both yours and mine had an extra C in it. I'll forward that to you.
Okay.
The spring packet.
Thank you. Okay, so you're all set, Angela?
Yeah, I have nothing. It's quiet for me right now.
Good. Okay, Goose Lady?
Well, as y'all know, we had a sick goose last week. I had spoken to Lynette. She has been trying to get a hold of Nutmeg Farm. She's been trying to get a hold of somebody at DEP. She called on Thursday, but with it being a holiday weekend, she hasn't heard back. She's going to follow up with them again tomorrow. So I have the trail camera at First Beach. We have three geese right now. So there's a pair and then the male. And geese mate for life, so he's hanging out with the other two.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to have Lynette come out to make sure she can find the nest. There was, also, a pretty big post on Facebook that I would not reply to, so somebody emailed me. I gave them my email.
Yeah, people
about
hate me now.
Huh?
People hate me now. Thank you, Cindy.
Sorry. Wait, I threw Jason under the bus on that one. Sorry.
It's all good. It is what it is.
Well, I got a pretty big email from somebody from the other side of the lake wondering why they have an issue with euthanizing and...
Just let it go.
No, he emailed me. I replied. I gave him a whole background. So if we keep going the way we're going, I'm hoping that we won't have a lot of geese. However, I did see geese walking down the road from the farms last summer, so...
I've seen a bunch of them flying to the lake so far.
They fly and they leave. They stay for a little bit and they leave.
Okay.
We only have the three residents right now.
Okay.
Do they nest all the way up on the farm?
They will walk a mile from their nest to get with their babies to get to the lake, to get to feeding. So, yeah. I watched them last year.
Walking.
Well, and
don't put that on me. Don't put that out, Jason. You really be
under the. I'm just covering my mouth for a second.
I mean, if that ends up happening, I mean, there's not much I can do about the ones that are at the farm, but when they come down to the lake, I think I would like to bring it up at our meeting, maybe our annual meeting, a vote about hiring Critter Cop, which is the company that euthanizes. Not everybody's against euthanization.
The farms aware of the avian flu, they must be at this point, right? Are the farms up there aware of the avian flu diagnosis?
I don't know. I haven't talked to them.
Okay.
They do have access to Facebook. I don't know if they look at it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Jeff does. I know she does.
You know, we tried talking to them before, and they said, you know, they do what they do.
But
when they come down to the lake, that's when it affects us, because they're the goose poop. So I'm gonna monitor that over the next 2 months and see how many babies we get down there. But I wanted to know, at some point I can bring it up at a member meeting and get a vote.
Well, we can only vote in August.
Okay.
So you can bring it up in June and give people the summer to think about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And either they vote yes or they vote no, at least you know.
It would also require more money. It would be probably between $6,000 and $8,000, depending on the number of fees. But it's for one time rather than the dribble and drabs of the year.
Right. This is sort of related but off tangent. The post that, you know, I put on Facebook on the groups and that we sent out in the email blast, it's just something we do need to be kind of aware of, that there are going to be people on both sides of every issue. So when we do see some posts, we're not always going to think about it. But I wouldn't have thought about it. I was all wholeheartedly, mitigate it. I was all on board with it. And then you forget that there's going to be someone, whether it's this issue or any issue.
It doesn't matter. There's always going to be somebody that opposes whatever we say. So,
Did you have the comments off, or was that just we didn't do it? Right?
The one is the Lake Hayward page, which we have no control over. Well, Kelly is a moderator of it, but that's sort of open to the whole town.
Right.
Our one, I think, I'm not sure if we have comments turned off or not.
I don't think we ever did that one.
Right, that's the problem.
I will say we don't have any dunks either this year, so not sure what's going on.
But going back to the Facebook page,
we had so many ducks a month ago down here. Between the mountains and everything, there were tons. Do you think they're nesting? I don't know.
Down your end, I have not seen any. None have come up on the trail camera.
Mallards? About a month ago, there were tons around, but you're right. I just figured they're nesting. I don't know what they're doing, but I haven't seen them in a couple of weeks.
Angela, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I just want to go back to the Facebook page just a minute. So slightly off topic, but just because it came up. I did include in the spring packet that I'm really going to be putting everything on the property owner's page, not the public page, because the problem with the public page is anyone could join the public page. So when we have things like food trucks or whatever, like I rather not, and I get a lot of heat from the East Side residents because it just stirs up all of the, like, why aren't we invited, why can't we come kind of stuff. So I'm really trying to put in a valiant effort to only use the property association page. Again, I think we do have commenting turned off because people don't fight and argue on it, so it also keeps us out of drama and all of the opinions that might go on. So if it's just a place where this is what's happening, this is when it's happening, and just, you know, the dissemination of information, I'm going to try and use that one and stay off the one that's completely public, because I just think that's smarter for us as an association to use the one that's the property association one rather than the general one.
And it's funny, I was going to do the same thing with that Goose post, but then I was like, oh, this is really more of a health issue at both, right. So that's why I did it on both.
Yeah, and that one does impact the other side, but for the events especially, like, I'm just not getting into that anymore, so, I don't know.
Okay, any more questions for Goose Lady? Okay. So Corinne, you want to give us an update on the lake and water quality?
I had got an email and I reached out to Phil about it. There's a gentleman from Duke who's been really helpful and very nice, and he's overseeing our grant that we got for the bioretention basin. His name is Eric Church. And as an aside, I guess some of his committee, or I forget who it was, or part of the conservation, had been around to look at what we were doing. And they kind of mentioned our rain garden down at Second Beach and how they had driven by it. It looked like it had been drastically cut down. And so I dealt with that and said, no, I think it was just an aggressive cutback, and don't worry, we'll let it grow back up, and we're trying to take care of that. So having said that, it then turned into some emails about our invasive weeds. And did we want somebody who's interested in coming in and maybe doing another plant survey? And he goes, but it seems like your weed problem maybe got a little worse after you treated. And I said, yeah. And I said to him, and quite frankly, it's because of the restrictive nature of our permit from DEEP. Now, this gentleman is on this side of DEEP. The people that do that kind of stuff are on this side of DEEP. But I said, that's the problem. You know, you guys, it's not a money problem. You're restricting us. And he then, because I feel like I'm walking a tightrope, but I'm really angry, he then offered to reach out to the person that's in charge of this. So he's trying to help us with that. So hopefully this week I'll hear back from him. But he offered to do it. You know, I didn't want to get him involved necessarily because he's overseeing our grant money. So, Evelyn, I'm hoping this, you know, bears some fruit as far as loosening up our treatment options down there.
Thank you.
I'm working hard at it with that. In the meantime, I did go down to Second Beach, kind of look at the garden. Is it cut way back? Yeah. I don't think we got grant money when we built it. That was, like about what I bought. But I guess they were the neighborhood. They looked. Does it lend itself? Okay, are they going to take care of this? Are they going to take care of that? But he was very nice. I answered. He was happy with my answers. I did notice somebody's got a boat tied to one of the shrubs in the rain garden. It shouldn't have a boat tied to it. So I don't know whose boat it is, but maybe the best way to handle that is maybe in an email blast, newsletter, whatever. Please do not tie your boat to the shrubs in the rain garden. But
what is the rain garden, Chris? What is that?
So, Second Beach, this was a project I know Felicia headed up with Kathy Connolly, and it was actually a granite stone thanking her. And it's supposed to curb runoff, you know, from the parking lot, Second Beach. You know, there's about three separate little gardens there. Now, you know, now people have parked boats on the other side of it in the water. So that's what that was originally put in there for, the curb runoff from the parking lot. And it was cut back quite a bit, and we'll see what happens when it grows back. But the shrub seems to be okay, but there is now a pontoon boat side to one of them that probably shouldn't be.
So you're not just talking about, like, the growth that was around the shore of the lagoon. You're talking about a specific garden area?
Well, if you're parked out there and you look, and you'll see there's a, you know, like I said, there's a big piece of stone there etched in. This is the rain garden. Thanks to Kathy Connolly for helping us. And there's actually three separate little garden areas. It's cut so way back right now that the only thing you're going to see is probably three or four shrubs. There might have been small trees in there at one point that maybe somebody cut down. I don't know. Didn't copy it.
Kind of in front of the Lake Hayward, the rules of the association sign.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a little walking path through it with stone and whatnot.
And a birdhouse.
So I think... I think the community at some point must have spent some money doing it. I don't think it was any grant money or anything given to us, but the state.
The garden club was involved in that.
Yes, Sandy
Zalatowski, Kathy Peterson.
Yep.
But if anyone's ever down there and they notice and they know whose boat that is, I don't want to put it on Facebook or start anything crazy, but if someone knows whose boat it is, then maybe ask them to untie it from the shrub. But... Well, if the gentleman's around, they are looking at stuff like that, and, you know. Other than that, that's my news. As far as, I don't know if Ed has an update on the bioretention basin.
Sure. We are getting ready to, the engineer is working on the specifications for the bid document to, what is necessary when the construction companies are going to bid on it. Remember, this is we have a state grant that the state has given us under the Clean Water $16,500, and so therefore we have to go through a formal bidding process. Well, we would have anyways because of the association of the $5,000 minimum, but the state wants, multiple bids. So we will, get the specifications put together. We will then, put out an advertisement, for people to bid, and the bids will come back to the treasurer, in sealed envelopes, which she will hold until we open them up. We will have probably a pre-bid conference, with anybody to give them additional information. About the project, so we'll have a pre-information first, and then ultimately we'll open the bids, and we'll follow the state exactly what they want. You know, the state of Connecticut's been having a lot of trouble with their own bidding process, so we've been advised that we need to handle this and document our whole process very carefully. So that's where we stand. And it's not a very big project, but we have to go through all this because we have state funding, and it's something we ought to do. So that's all I can report on the bioretention basin. Do you want to hear about the town budget now, Cindy, or do you want to wait?
Yeah, you can do it now.
Okay. As you know, Corinne and I have we've met with the Board of Selectmen, the Board of Finance. The latest word that I got from one of the members of the board and from our former finance director was that the Board of Finance is recommending in the referendum, a town budget that's going to referendum, a total amount split to the three associations for lake-related expenses. And let me just pause for a minute. In the past, the Board of Finance has always come up with a number based on what we all give them and then just divided it by three. All of the associations, the other two associations have had problems spending their money. The old rule used to be that whoever didn't spend the money, the other associations, lake associations, could get it. we've asked them to come up with a a final ruling on that. All three race associations say if that race association doesn't spend it, the other race should be able to get it. Now, in the budget that is going to the town for approval, within this $33,332 is $13,500 related to Lake Hayward. We estimated that the total lake-related expenses of our lake would be $27,000. The town will reimburse 50%, so that's $13,500. Now, whether or not that will hold true, we'll have to wait and see. We don't know. But if it goes in the way that the association did it, we could get up to a maximum of $13,500 reimbursed from the town based on giving them lake-related expenses. All right, so on the capital budget, you'll remember that last year we got $15,000 from the town for dam-related expenses. We asked for another $15,000 this year, and they have included that $15,000 into the 2023 budget that's going to the townspeople. What that means is that the information that we have provided to them, it was all based on the estimates that we had come up with a couple of years ago on redoing the redoing the eastern spillway, and that repair was about $77,000. So what we basically have, the numbers that we've been giving to the town, is that if we did it, that kind of a repair, it would cost approximately $77,000, and the town would fund $30,000 of that. Now we're going back a different way, but still, in the budget, there would be $30,000 for dam repair. And so, depending on what Tim and his committee come up with, and what finally shakes out, the town would be basically reimbursing us for probably the greater of 50%, the lesser of 50%, or $30,000 on repair. And it would seem that we would continue to, because that's only the first phase, there's other parts of the dam that need to be repaired, we would continue to request funding each year so that we can build the capital reserve up. That reserve can stay there for up to probably 5 years or more, while the association makes up its mind about how we want to address dam repair. Okay? So we just have to wait now for the townspeople to approve the budget. If they do approve the budget, then we should be in pretty good shape, and from both a capital standpoint and a reimbursement standpoint. Question.
Great.
Okay.
Yep. Moving on to nominating committee. I really haven't gotten any volunteers. Nancy Cavanaugh did email me yesterday saying that she would do it. Lisa Holder said she would do it, but we don't really have a committee. I'm not sure what to do about that.
What do you need? One more person?
Yeah, I think is it three or four? I forget.
So none of the people from last year wanted to do it? Have you reached out to them?
I did reach out to them, and one said no, but reluctantly I would. So no, I'm not. We don't want that. No, they don't want to do it. So we'll just keep putting it out there. We have a little bit of time,
right.
And hopefully we find some people. That's all I'm nominating. So you want to talk about properties?
Everything's looking good. The landscapers were here and cleaned up most of the areas. I'm still proceeding with it. Boats are being put on the rack. We have a little issue, not an issue yet, down on Glimmer Glen. They cleared some, the gentleman to the right of our property is building, adding on to his cottage, and somebody went down there and also cut stuff on the peninsula. Not all the way down the peninsula, but between the road and probably three quarters of the way down, cut a lot of the shrub, and I don't know who it was. So I have to investigate that. I will look into it. Jason,
did you get? Did you get the boat rack thing straightened out?
I have. Nobody called me back after I talked to you, Cindy.
Okay.
On Third Beach, you're talking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody has called me back. I kind of expected the people that had the tree to call me back, but they never called, so.
Okay.
All right.
Yep, thanks.
Jason, I appreciate the contracts that you gave me, but I am looking for contracts that, for this year, from porta potties, from Jansky, and also from the landscaper. Now, I don't need contracts that were, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I need the ones that are, that we're supposed to be signed now. I mean, I don't even know if we have contracts.
He sent you the landscaper one, email.
Pardon?
He sent the landscaper one by email.
Jason, you're on mute.
The landscaper one I sent was for the one that's coming up.
Right.
But I think the prior year, this past year, I think the landscaping one was just sort of automatically where we voted to renew it for a year so there's no signed contract. Because of COVID or something?
No.
I'll have to ask Lee about that.
The original contract expired.
Time out. Yeah.
We have, Kath and I worked with the landscaper. I worked with the porta potty guys. I sent them contracts.
Yep.
They were supposed to mail them to you. Or yep. Mail them to...
The P.O. box.
The P.O. box, sorry.
Yep.
Have we received them?
Yeah, that's what I emailed you from the... From the landscaper.
Right.
And you replied.
And that
you
was,
said, thanks, I've got it all set.
That was, when I got that, the only thing that was there was his insurance.
Was what?
His insurance form.
No, it was like 7 pages long.
I'll have to go back and look at it.
Yeah, Yeah, it's right here, front and back. That's what I emailed you, a copy of this.
All right, could I have those?
Yeah, I said in the email, I'm saving it for when I see you guys, but that's why I scanned and emailed it to you.
Okay, did we get anything from Jansky for porta potties?
I didn't see that yet.
Okay.
So I'll check on that. I'll look again, but I got my email up now so I can look. But keep talking, I'll look.
Yeah, no, I think that's all I have. You know, things will be ramping up. I'll be getting the swim lines out and the tennis courts and everything, all that stuff. I'll be having, not a work party, but I'll have a few guys helping me do it. So, pretty soon. Looking forward to a good season.
Thanks, sir. Any questions for Silk? No? Okay. Technology? Who's technology?
Me. I think we're good. Kathy and I spoke in a little bit ago about everybody making sure they put stuff on the shared drive, not our personal shared drives, but the organization's shared drive. I'm still trying to figure out how to do it, so I can't help you figure it out. But
I think I need to put that because when Kathy puts stuff on the shared drive, I can't find it. So we may need a class, Ange.
Okay. I was just about to offer my services.
Oh, I know you were
there.
So maybe when everybody's here, we could just spend a half hour, an hour in person at the pavilion or something and just go over it because, I don't know, I have other stuff on the shared drive from before, but recent stuff doesn't appear.
The only thing on the shared drive is what I put on there. You're probably looking at your drive, maybe.
No, because I have some of the stuff that you sent, like, maybe 6 months ago, or not 6 months ago, but whatever, a while back.
I just created a folder on there today that said events contracts. I just don't know how to get the stuff in there. It's not as easy as click and drag.
No, you don't. You didn't put it on a shared drive. It must be on your own drive.
I did it today.
It's not there. I just went in.
It's not? I went. Okay. It's under minutes. Other stuff. I'll have to look. I know I created it.
All right, so we, like I said, we might need a little bit of a class on that.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any other committee reports?
Can we circle back to lake quality for a minute and do the, talk about the water testing, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I know, Corinne, right, we want to try to find someone to be in charge of the water testing, and the guy who was doing it doesn't want to do it anymore. Is that what I'm gathering, Cindy?
Yep.
So what are we doing about this?
And then we had a second person, but then now they can't do it because of health reasons. So that's as far as we've gotten. I don't know. I guess we could ask.
Put it out there.
We could put out an email blast and you know, again, ask for somebody for the nominating committee and ask for somebody that wants to do the water testing. I don't know how else to approach it. Unless anybody else has a better idea.
I wish somebody else on the board that isn't already chairing something would take this. I mean, the history of it was never a waste quality improvement committee thing. We never had anything to do with it. I'm not going to take it on, and I'm not chirping it. Because when they asked me to put it, just include it in our budget, I was very specific because I was afraid of this. I said to Jan and Kathy at the time, I said, that's fine. I said, but this is your thing. This is not, you know, lake quality improvement committee. It's not.
Corinne, we got your email and we get it. Holding you responsible by any means.
I think it's an important job that we can do.
We just have to find someone that can physically do it. And it's not going to be anybody on this board, you know, for various reasons. We all have enough on our plate, and a lot of us still work full time, and, you know, we have 400 members, so if we can't find someone to do it, it's not your responsibility, and don't feel obligated. We know it's under your heading, but that's all.
But you want to divide that out, Corinne, for this year's for our next budget? You want to divide that line item out back to water testing?
Well, it probably should be, but on the other hand, I don't remember what the reason was to stick it in my budget. There might have been a good reason. I don't remember what it was, so I don't.
Right. Well, it makes sense to just divide it out because that way you won't have to. You know, it doesn't have to come under your umbrella. You know what I mean? So I get it. That makes total sense. But we were also going to talk about if we wanted to keep going forward with testing or not. I mean, that's also in the realm of things as well, right?
I thought we had decided we would bring that up at the June meeting and see how the members felt.
Yeah, okay. We would let them vote on whether to do it or not.
Well, they should know that we're not testing up until then, if that makes sense.
We start testing?
Usually, right after Memorial Day, I think. So, don't we? I thought so, so that would be a month later. I just wouldn't, you know, want them to assume it's going on.
So we're just going to keep doing it until we vote it up or down?
No, we're not doing it until we either A, find, or until we discuss it at the end of June. I personally think they should know we're not testing for it that month, you know, those couple weeks. Because, then they're assuming you are and everything's okay, you know.
Or we put it out there in an email blast now to try and find someone to do it, and then we discuss it at the June meeting as to whether or not we want to.
Well, we're not sure we want to keep doing it, I guess.
We can discuss it in June whether we want to continue with it or not.
Well, but I think Corinne's point is that until we get to June, people are going to be under the assumption that we're still testing.
So we put it out in an email blast, and we get somebody, see if we get a volunteer to start doing it.
Right, so I think there's two things. I think Corinne's right in that we need to be transparent, but I think if you don't find anyone to do it, it's not, you know, we have to put it on an email blast to find someone to do it if no one on the call is doing it. Because if not, it doesn't matter what the membership wants. If we don't have a body to drive it every week,
I get that.
The conversation's null and void.
And that's how we can present it. And unless someone steps forward to do water testing, the water will not be tested for E. coli. And maybe that will make someone step up.
And I think in that email, I think we should include some of the things that people should consider, right? Like the, after the heavy rains, or like certain things to like look for, like whatever those tips are that that Corinne and her community always have in their little flyers, just a couple of quick bullets. So that way, it's a reminder, because a lot of people haven't paid attention to that since last summer. So if we're saying we don't have anyone to do it right now, there isn't going to be any testing until we get someone to do it. So, you know, we'll discuss it at our June meeting if we... And in the meantime, look for this and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Let me kind of recap this here. Corinne, you don't want anything to do with that water quality testing sounds like we need another committee to do it. So it's not somebody who cares.
I mean, that's what we always had. It just kind of got rolled into my budget,
right.
And Jan's still taking care of it, and Kathy, but then, you know, Jan as of December,
right.
So I'm, you know, not doing it anymore, so it's just...
So it's a little bit more involved than getting a water sample. You know, you can get somebody to take a water sample.
Correct.
There's all the rest of it that goes with it.
What else goes with it? He drives it to Manchester.
Yeah.
He gets a call with the results.
Yeah.
And if the results are poor, he brings the sign down to the beach and sticks it in the sand.
But the person, he or she, has to know that. It's not just getting a sample and dropping it off. It's
Of course. Right.
But the
main thing is getting someone willing to
right.
to drive. Yeah. Well, I'll make an email blast and ask, I won't put any words like mitigating in, and I'll ask Jason to send it out. And we'll just see how it goes, right?
Yeah, if we don't get anybody,
yeah.
Like you said,
Right, and we really as a board haven't decided whether we think it's important to do it or not important to do it. So maybe the membership, who knows what they really feel, if it's, you know, worthy of doing or not. I don't know. But I guess the way to start is see if we can get someone to do it, continue to do it, talk about it at the June meeting, and take it from there. Capiche?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that good, Kathy, on that subject?
Yeah, I just didn't want to not talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, there's something else there. I mean, do we have a recommendation? Don't we usually give a recommendation on this subject when we go above before the body?
Right. Well, that's kind of what thought after we had our big talk with Russ Melman. I thought that's what we as a board were going to do, but it just doesn't seem to be happening or going that way. It just seems that we just want to, what I'm hearing people say, is that they just want to continue with the testing if we can get someone to do it, and then let the association decide in August without a board recommendation. Is that what I'm hearing?
I guess.
Well, I think that that's just continue until June, where we officially ask the association.
Right. But Phil is saying...
With our recommendation or not. The board would like to do this. Do you want us to do it, or you don't want us to do it?
So I guess the point is, does the board want to do it?
Right.
The board asking the membership to no longer do
right.
it. So where do we stand?
Right.
So we didn't really come to a decision on
that.
No,
we never voted.
Just
bring it in the day.
So, right. So let's not take a vote. Just informally, which way would you lean? Just give an idea. I know, Phil, you're leaning against it.
Yes, absolutely.
Kathy?
Well, I think there is an in-between there. I don't think we need to... I think we need to do what Russ Melman advised and kind of talked about a little bit, in that we do a year of testing and then we note when it comes, you know, when do we have E. coli? Is it after the rain? Everything like that. So that in the future, then we don't test, and then we can say, listen, it's after a rainstorm, don't swim. Just, you know, advise people. I think that's kind of where I'm leaning with the whole water testing thing.
Angela, which way would you lean?
So I think because I want, not just for the reasons that Kathy shared, but for I want the board to support doing something about the geese. So I think we need the information about the water in order to have that vote in August. I think that's going to help our case in doing something about the geese. Even though I totally understand Phil's point that we're telling people they can't be in the water and it takes forever to get the results back, he's not wrong. But I think if we do it just to collect the data for the reasons Kathy said, and
right,
to hopefully hit the board.
Yeah.
All right, and Corinne, you think we should continue, right?
I think we should definitely continue. I don't think it's a decision we should make. This is a group of this small group of people.
No, we're not.
But I mean, if the general public said, okay, fine, let's not do it anymore, then I would be fine. I'm just trying to protect our association.
Correct.
As far as
Evelyn.
I think we should continue at least for a year.
Jason?
But with that in mind, whoever gets the water samples, are they also going to be the one to keep track of the days and the testing? Because that's what Jan did. Jan had a spreadsheet. That was not continued.
Right. Well, we have to request that up front from the person that volunteers. What's your feeling, Jason?
I'm kind of on board with Kathy and Andrew.
Okay.
I don't know if we necessarily need to do it every week, but, you know,
right,
getting something in when storms come, all that stuff. And maybe,
right,
maybe for this year we bite the bullet and just get the tracking stuff done.
Right.
But, again, if the association says, no big deal, you know, whatever, I'm fine with that, too.
Right. Okay, so now we have a general idea of the feelings of the board, which is all I wanted to get. Okay, so I'll put out the email blast and we'll, let's see, the next meeting's in May. So yeah, we gotta move on it. Maybe if we put the email blast out right away, maybe somebody will step forward soon and then we could have better information for the May meeting. Let's see what I can do. Is everybody on board with that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also all think of people that we know in the association.
Yeah,
our neighbors and things like that might be a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
Put our thinking caps on.
Okay, so I ended up here. Thanks, Kathy. So.
Love you, darling.
Kathy, we pulled you in.
All right, he's a web. So going down old business, property encroachment, I don't know any more than I knew a month ago. Still hanging there.
Okay, but I think in May we need to make a decision and just send a letter or something or whatever and just tell them this is the cutoff date again.
Well, we've done that before, and now they're saying that they haven't got their survey back yet.
Well, it doesn't matter. We need to cut it off at this point.
Well, we said that a year ago in June, too.
Well, we need to enforce it this time.
Yeah.
We have to keep going on and on. You know, it's crazy. You know?
Well, they're back, I think, May 15th.
So what are you going to do?
I would say July. I'm fine with a July 1st date to say you have to get a new surveyor or something. Get an answer by July 1st.
Okay.
I mean, that's my opinion.
Yes, I agree.
Right, and if they don't get anything, all your property will be removed off of association property. Done.
Right.
We can just send the same letter we sent last June.
Okay.
There you go.
Perfect.
You want no single piece.
Which we did nothing about.
Well, I mean, this year we have to follow through with it because, I mean, we've given him enough time to get through.
Well, the attorney's recommending if we're going to do that, we need to get police and go down there and do that. Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have the money in the safety budget, so. Get the police in there. I don't know. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Okay, so I'm hearing that, we sort of want to tell them by July 1st this time.
Right. Either show us your survey and show us your dispute and tell us that we're wrong. Please, please, tell us we're wrong.
Yeah.
Really. Show us. Tell us you're wrong. We're wrong. Because I want to be wrong. Really.
God forbid. Okay. All right. So we'll do that. I will talk to the attorney and have him tell the other attorney. Spring packet.
It should be done.
Looks great.
Yeah, so the only thing when I went over it was that Nicole had put a picture of the green parking pass, which we all know is no longer valid. So the only thing I asked before we sent it out is if she could either put a picture of the orange parking pass or remove that picture, because I know that's going to confuse people. They're going to say, well, that picture was in there. Why can't I use my green pass?
Right.
So
I didn't... She does not have the new passes.
Right.
I sent her a picture of mine.
Okay.
And she, it's in there. It's in there.
Okay. The orange one is there now.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Are the numbers X'd out, like, or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So that I can just tell Mike to go ahead and publish it then.
I mm-hmm. think I asked her to tell Mike it was okay to put it on.
But he always confirms it was me for some reason, so.
Ha! Oh, good luck.
No problem, Evelyn. Okay. So I'll...
Yeah, so I'll scratch the spring packet off, and it's done.
Thank you for all
I
your...
I got more involved in that than I should have.
Evelyn calls me and says, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be involved. So I go to her house. Next thing you know, we're sitting there drinking tea for 2 hours, and she's doing it all. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Okay, so everybody's good on the spring packet, right?
Yep.
Okay. First aid kit, Evelyn, you were...
It's there. It's in the pavilion closet.
Okay, great. So the promotional merchandise, did the girls send that to everybody, Evelyn, or just you and I today?
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't get anything.
Okay, well, I'll give you a quick synopsis. So Evelyn and I, these two ladies are amazing.
I can try sharing my screen.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. So Evelyn and I met with them by Zoom or the other night, and these ladies have their act together, let me tell you. So what they're proposing is doing a virtual store. They have vendors. So I'll just tell them.
Yeah.
And then I'll share the email after we get off. It was just a few of the items that they're proposing, but basically the store that they want to use has just about anything you could imagine. It has thermal mugs, it has seashells, it has every product, and they only chose people that manufacture in the U.S., which is kind of cool. Prices are very, very reasonable. The website that they're going to use is $39 a month, so they proposed adding just a few cents to each item to cover the cost of that, but everything is still very affordable. They can mix and match logos. I think this year they're going to use the beach chair one, right, Evelyn?
Yeah.
The beach chair one. I think Kathy has it on her shirt right now. Put your boob on here.
Yeah, I can't share my screen.
So anyway, they're going to use that one this year. And then they have some cool ideas, like they want to do a contest next year for someone to design a logo. And they have fits for people that do that. So they're really, I don't know what they do for a living, but they're very clever. And
I think I've got it.
They really have their act together. And I asked them if they can make a quick, okay, here you go.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is one of the tabs.
There you go.
That's some of the items.
And you can see the prices underneath them include the service fee and stuff, and it's still really very reasonable. And they're also really picky about quality. Like, they just use sweatshirts as an example, but they're not picking a sweatshirt that's scratchy and has a, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're very picky about the quality of the stuff that they're choosing. They also can accept... if members want something specific that they don't have listed, they can pretty much find anything they want.
Is it all virtual?
Yeah, so it's virtual. They're going to have samples that they will bring to, starting with the June meeting. She's actually going to bring her laptop down because, you know, there's a certain population here that that really doesn't have a computer or internet or has difficulty using it. So they're going to try to be really user-friendly and help people by using their own computer, helping people that want to order stuff be able to order stuff so it's not just excluding some people. I don't know it's pretty self-explanatory. We do have to see if we can get them the tax exempt number.
I sent it to them.
Really?
Okay.
Do you think that that's something we can do?
I sent it
because
to them. I don't
individual
know.
Individual buyers. It's not the POLH buying it. So I don't think
we're
going to
look into it.
Yeah, I sent them
the letters with the numbers so they can try it. If not.
Well, I think if we as an association were buying it, then maybe yes. But as individuals buying it, I think no.
I kind of think you're right.
They can add, they were very smart about how they did this.
Yeah.
So the last page is what we need from the board, and I will forward this email to everybody.
What is that? We need an account set up for deposits to be credited to. What is that?
So that's what I'm going to do at the. So anyway,
the Square thing.
We're not going to do Square because it's going to be individual purchases, so we don't need Square.
Okay.
But we do need a separate bank account for the funds to go into. So I still have to set that up.
Okay.
Just like we talked about doing with Square.
Square.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do need some money just to buy some stuff to begin with, but there's plenty in the account.
Right.
Right. So when you set up the account, would you just take the money that's in the revolving account and put it in this account?
Yeah.
Is that what's going to happen?
I think that's how it should be, right? Whatever
right.
they usually get for their revolving, and then they should be able to self-sustain.
They think
so on
the report,
my only thought about this is I don't know that like in the winter months that the store is going to be bringing in enough to be paying $40 a month to keep it open. But I guess you try and learn, and if it's not working, you pause it. I don't know.
They added that in as part of their fee, spreading it out, knowing.
Okay.
But they can also add, they can add Christmas items.
Yeah, they can add Christmas ornaments and stuff.
That people can buy during off-season. No
problem. Yeah. So it'll be open year-round. You want to buy Christmas gifts. You know, they talked about ornaments. What else?
Did they say it could be paused?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so, but let's say that there's, you know, 4 months off season or 6 months. They took that $180 and they divided that up into products. So we're covered for, So we don't have to bother with starting and stopping in case, you know, whatever people want to order during the off season. They just added it in.
Move the money that right now in the reserve for them and just move that into a new account.
What is that amount, Jason? What was that, $1,500 or something like that?
I don't know. It's over
$5,000.
Okay.
$5,700 or something like that. 54 or 57.
Okay.
So once I open the account, we can do that.
Well, they can also change the percentage of the fee that they charge on top of each item. So if we decide that our expenses are more for maintaining what we're doing, they can bring it up. Or they can bring it down.
It'd be nice if they could do it by individual item, because like the sweatshirt at $50, you may not want to add more on to, but a sticker that's only $1, you could charge another $1, and people wouldn't flinch.
So let me ask this, though. They're not buying product. Is that correct?
They're going to buy some.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Cindy. I keep interrupting you.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Well, I just didn't know if they needed that money from the revolving account if they're not really buying product. You know what I mean?
They're going to buy some. As demos, not to sell.
Well, some of the smaller stuff they're going to buy. You know, it's not...
They're going to buy a bunch of mugs and a bunch of those tumblers, insulated tumblers.
Right. But
for the most part, they'll buy, like, T-shirts and one of each size.
Right.
And sweatshirts so you can, I don't know about you guys, but I like to see what I'm buying. I can't just buy clothing online.
That's a good idea, yeah.
So at the June meeting, they'll have samples of everything, and they're going to do a short PowerPoint presentation, a little more detailed than what you're seeing right now, just to show the membership what the possibilities are.
Right. Yeah, I guess my point was just I just didn't know if they needed that full $5,700, $5,400 in that bank account.
I don't think
they will.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So maybe you don't need to take all that money out to set up the account.
I don't think necessarily they're going to need it, but to have the promotion stuff all just in its own separate account might make sense. And then whether they do want to buy something later, it's there. And then if we decide, hey, let's lower it to 3,000 or let's lower it to 2,000 or, you know, then we can vote and move it back into the general fund if we find they don't need that large amount of money in there.
Once the account is set up, we're never going to see it again. Right?
Right?
Like, this isn't money that they think, okay, we're going to just spend all this money.
No. They totally get the
Okay, good.
We're never going to see it.
We're never going to see it again.
No.
Okay.
They get it.
Okay.
They're more than happy with the amount that they have to work with.
Okay.
There's that, they also know there's stuff still in the pavilion closet.
Right.
Yes.
That needs to be sold. So that money would go into whatever account.
Well, and that helps with the monthly stuff, too. I didn't realize they had that much money. I thought they had a lot less to start with, so that definitely gives them a buffer for that, for keeping the website open every month. I didn't realize they had that much.
Luckily, they didn't buy too much in the last year, and they sold a lot of stuff, so
that's
where it went up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what they have now down in the closet is, like, weird size, like, super-duper extra-large sweatshirt, and...
They also
and
have
kids.
If they could use some of the... pretty much non-saleable items like the children's t-shirts and stuff to give to like bingo, kitty bingo prizes, carnival prizes, stuff like that, which, you know, I think we should let them
clean their closet.
Right.
Clean the closet out and get rid of some of that stuff.
Right.
So that was one of the things they did request.
Right.
So
what money will be coming into the account then? None.
Well, a little bit, because it'll cover the administrative costs.
Yeah.
Okay. But, as you know, this has always been a not-for-profit type of thing.
Right, that's why I'm saying I just want to make sure that that money is should always be staying at that level, right, of the $5,000.
Right.
So, that's what I'm saying, because that's how it's always been done.
Every year we'll buy some samples.
You know? So I don't know.
That's something to think about.
Well, that's
why
I mean,
eventually, in 10 years, we may have to fund it.
Well, that's what I mean, because then maybe these girls, you know, maybe after 2 years, they're done, and then somebody else comes in, and they're like, okay, we're going to buy all this stuff, and then, you know, so then the amount starts going down and down. Do you know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to agree as a board. Like, that was part of the big, that was part of the big issue last year. Like, I just wasn't comfortable spending thousands and thousands of dollars to sit in the closet in sweatshirts that might end up being sizes and colors people don't like, right? So if it's set up this way, then the only outgoing is going to be their website and their samples. So everything else is gonna come in and cover their purchases, and if they're wise in how they like price plan, like, you know, Jason was saying, like, if it's a certain percentage or like a dollar here, 50 cents there, they should be able to stretch that by for a while. I mean, how much are they buying in samples?
Right.
And some of the samples they thought with some of the vendors that they could get some samples for free, so they were working on that too.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be
the
better or worse. It's kind of the way of the world now with the online buying.
Absolutely.
So I think they'll get it set up where it's a pretty turnkey, easy operation for some of the takeover.
I agree. And the big thing is, you know, touching and feeling it. Like, Evelyn, you know, has a good point. A lot of people really want to see the product, and so they'll have enough samples that we can see the product. They're worried about the white beach towel because that's the only color they can get. You're worried that people won't take it because it's white, but, you know, we'll see.
Right.
Yeah, I bought a hat last year from that other place, and I was not impressed.
Yeah.
Now we could see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
If they buy one of each, and if they decide to go with different logos, then sell those samples and put the money back into the account and buy other samples.
Right. So all in all, like Jason said, it's the way of the world, and I think they have a very, very, very good handle on it. And I think, they really put a lot of time and effort into it, and I think it'll be nice for everybody.
Perfect.
Yep. So that's that. Xfinity service, what's up with that?
I'm sorry, I haven't done anything with that. I still have to check on that.
Okay. And then the next thing is the playground at Second Beach. So I actually did get a committee, believe it or not. I can't get a nominating committee, but I did get a committee for the playground and got a certified playground, certified playground inspector to come for free because he's my son, and see what kind of code, you know, how the playground fits in as far as the Connecticut codes for playgrounds. And then there's someone else at the lake, and I'm not sure who it is, that responded, and they also design playgrounds and are willing to work with the committee on purchasing a new playground if the certified inspector deems that we can't repair ours and we definitely need to replace it. So I'm very surprised. It's a couple young families that...
Because they're on the committee, yeah.
Yeah, they have young kids.
Paul and Tina? Paul and Tina?
Yeah, they're one. And the other one's... I forget their name. And then there's a fifth person. So, yeah.
Good.
So I'm happy about that.
Yeah,
it's funny, I'm not saying we don't need to replace it, because we may very well need to replace it. Walking by it the other day, I'm like, I should have walked up to it. I didn't. I was like,
looks
okay from here, but I didn't walk up to it. So.
Well, I don't know anything about it either, but I know I didn't really want to get it involved, but he did offer. So our son, that's what he does for a living. He's an engineer, and he designs playgrounds, and he's and I didn't ask him to design it because I don't want to do a conflict of interest thing, but he offered his services for free to do the analysis to see if it's up to code. And maybe it is, but who knows? I doubt it. It's so old.
Didn't we do something on that a couple of years ago, though? Or
I think
it's just cleanup.
I know since I've been on the board, we talked about it. There was, but I don't think anything was ever done.
I actually went back and did look. I found a little of whether we inspected it for what condition it is at that point, I don't know, but they did spend a couple $1,000s on mulch and stuff to fix all around it and fill it in and all that, but I don't know if anything, I couldn't really find anything that said money was spent on the equipment per se, but just that the area on the ground and stuff was set up.
So anyway, they're aware that, you know, nothing would happen right away, but I'm happy that they're really into it and we'll get some good advice. Excuse me. Any questions on that? Okay. Any new business?
I just have one thing. I got a pavilion reservation for May 28th, and it says on here that holiday week on the pavilion reservation itself that holiday weekends and Lake Hayward Day is not available and we kept open for general use by members of the association plan events. And I mean, that's Memorial Day weekend. So I just wanted to bring that up because I'm not sure that I agree with the holiday weekend thing. I'm not sure why it's in there. So what do I say to this woman who wants to rent the pavilion that Saturday of Memorial Day weekend?
I mean, we have both bands before.
Yeah, but being
Saturday,
that's association events, but we're talking about...
I guess I didn't reserve it, but Carolyn and I are planning on being there from 10 to 12 to do parking passes. I put it in the spring packet.
When?
Yeah, you did.
Day 28.
Okay. So you need the pavilion for that? Is that what you're telling me? Or
I'll add it to the calendar right now.
It's already set.
So I should tell her
if
that.
If it's already set, yeah.
I mean, we could do it in the parking lot, I guess. It's not a big deal.
What time did I want the pavilion?
Yeah, what time did they want it, Cass?
11:30 to 5.
So give it to them 12:30 to 5.
Someone's back to
12 to 5.
Well, so then you're allowing it on Memorial Day.
That's my
original question was,
we'll make an exception. There's no events in there. Normally that stuff is held at those...
Well, moving forward, I would like to just take that out of there. Holiday weekends. I mean, what's our big deal about that? Like, what?
I don't know. I live in a condo complex that had a party room, and it was a huge issue because everyone wanted... It became like a... It was a nightmare, and they finally said, no holiday reservations because it became like a huge fighting thing between people.
But I think it's different here because people have their own property, you know, and they don't need a room. But I think we should eliminate that if there's nothing going on with the association.
I don't think we should eliminate it.
Two exceptions.
No, I don't think there should be any exceptions.
It should be yes or no. Because I'm not dealing with exceptions.
I'm not making exceptions.
It's got to be a yes or a no.
If there's nothing on the calendar for events, then I would open it up. But I don't think it should be a removal from the form totally.
Yeah, if
you think about July 4th, a lot of people come down to the beach, they're going to want picnic tables, and now all of a sudden someone reserves it. And all the people that are down there on the holiday with their families can't use the pavilion on the holiday. I mean, Memorial Day, not a lot of people are here. Really, we're just talking about Labor Day and July 4th. Those are the two ones. Maybe we exclude Memorial Day from it and say July 4th and Labor Day.
That's getting complicated.
So just leave it in and we'll make an exception as we need to, I guess, right?
No, not making exceptions. It's an in or out.
Okay, ma'am.
It's an in or out. You know, I just don't think it's fair to make exceptions for anybody if it's just in there. I mean,
let me ask this question. So typically we don't accept any pavilion reservations until after the event calendar is done anyway.
Correct.
So regardless of we have first dibs.
Yep.
So regardless we have first dibs. So it's not that Cassie would never approve it for a holiday weekend before the calendar was completely set and making sure that it was free. So the whole idea of the association event always takes precedence.
Yes.
I don't know.
So, but the Cassie.
I'm in a first speech, but at Jason's point, like I don't go to first speech, so I don't like that doesn't impact me. Like I don't know if that's a thing at first speech that will impact.
Right.
If
you're going to take it out, you got to do it at the beginning of the year because there may be people that didn't ask to reserve it because they read the form and said, well, I can't have it. And then all of a sudden they're going to see somebody who didn't reserve.
I'd have to agree with that.
It doesn't seem fair, but...
Okay, so leave it in then. And I will tell this person that she cannot reserve it for May 28th.
That's because Cindy already has an event planned.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But I was speaking about moving forward. You know, is this something that we're going to just tell everyone every year, no holiday weekends?
So I think I have like Corinne's idea, like if people might be already read it, so maybe it's something we talk about for next season. But if this season, that's how we put the forms out, that's how it's been on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if it's something we do want to do away with,
I think this year
it's a done deal.
Okay, that's fine, honey.
That's fine. I'll let her know. Okay. Any other new business? Okay. So next board meeting is May 16th. I won't be here, but Corinne's gonna run it. So we'll see you all in a month.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks,
everybody.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Have a good summer.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.